friends I ever had. The taste still lingers on my tongue. Wild and unrestrained, I flew. Passionate and erotically wasted. Hi, this is Kat. Welcome to this moment in time in which I pleasure your ears with sweet and sultry nothings. A pause out of your busy lives to reconnect with your wild and erotic. Because sometimes we forget and could use a tantalizing reminder. So close your eyes, let out a sigh, and come get intoxicated on words with me. I still think about the old days. Living in the city, same crew I had known since college. Doing the same old things we had always done. Warm summer nights on the rooftop, passing around a bottle of wine and sharing stories about the lives that we had never led. Sophie was my best friend, my ride or die. The only person I'd both impersonate characters in the public streets while in the same evening cry my eyes into her lap. The only one person to really see and understand the full spectrum of my oddities. James was her boyfriend. Had been since we were sophomores. Solid guy. Not very exciting, but he created that stability and security for our fearful little hearts often succumbed to. Not my taste, but I couldn't blame her for wanting safety. But this night was different. Sophie and I were reenacting a scene of this couple and their dramatic argument on the subway earlier that day. As she flung her arms out to create emphasis on the situation, the wine in her glass spilled all down the front of my dress. I laughed until I cried at the mess that she had created. So I went back down to the apartment inside to wash myself up and take a moment for a breather. And as I opened the door to step out, Sophie ushered me back in and closed the door behind us. Before I even had a moment to interject, she took my face in her hands and kissed me hard. This took me completely off guard. What was happening? She pulled her face away to glance at mine, searching for my reflection. My tongue tasted the lip gloss still lingering on my mouth, my pussy pulsating at the deep desire to do that again. This time I took her face in my hands and pressed her mouth into mine now, our tongues dancing around each other, soft lips colliding, hands traversing the perfect curves of our bodies. Not a thought crossed my mind. Transgressions never felt so good. And as we slowed to a stop, our arms held on tight so not to separate from the palpable energy that was ignited between us. Smiles broad across our faces, eyes shining and wet, we laughed. That was the first night, but certainly not the last. Our love affair continued on as our days grew longer. Play and passion fed by the efforts to conceal the secret. James hadn't a clue in his mind. And of course, because she and I already had been so deeply connected, our affection for one another was nothing out of the ordinary. Did I want her all to myself? No. But the sweet floral smell of her perfume stayed on my bedsheets long after she'd leave. And that was enough for me. I had never been with a woman before her. The newness of it all had me so enraptured. The secrecy of it all exhilarated me. What would our connection be without it? I knew that there was a sacredness around what was happening. What we were doing here. something that would be completely lost if it were anything more than lovers. Something more that James was perfect in the role to hold her here. So we explored what gave each other pleasure. Stolen kisses in the dark hallways of our friends' homes. Tongues French kissing our pussies. Hips grinding in the activation of pleasure. Soft, yet intense penetration of energy. Even better than the hard cock that we had both been used to. I had never in my life ever intended to be the other woman in any circumstance. But life does have a way of surprising us if we allow it. My best thoughts and eccentric imagination couldn't have dreamed or asked for anything this magnificent. We went on for years before I moved out of the city and across the country to take my chance in LA. It wasn't until after I had left that I discovered James knew. James had known all along and had actually been an accomplice. Sophie would recount our sexual exploration and their lovemaking, bringing our wild love into their otherwise stable yet unexciting one. It fueled James's attraction towards her. The jealousy somehow amplifying his primal animal, activating passionate possessiveness. I apparently was the one who hadn't a clue to how I had contributed to being the glue in their relationship. Was I mad? Not one bit. Rather, I smiled at how lucky I was to enjoy the best parts of the most amazing woman. Preserving the erotic passion in our bed while somebody else held the mundane daily living and stress of shared life decisions that can really make the fantasy grow dull. I don't feel most of the world would understand. Their obsessions with owning another person, fostering jealousy and fear of losing them. So I'll cherish our private encounters as only ours, safeguarding it from the opinions and the projections that would want to ruin our unconventional happiness. Because that's exactly what it was. For more pleasure, head to sexloveyoga.com. Until next time, stay wasted.